women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. How are you? This is Mrs. Waite. Here I am sitting in my office looking out at the beautiful spring. The trees, it just seemed like overnight the leaves all came out. It's all beautiful. This time of year we have many cherry trees in blossom. Miniature cherries, big cherries, pink, white, and fuchsia. Just beautiful. And pretty soon the azaleas. I think the azaleas are coming out, and the tulips. It's just a lovely time of year here in Collingswood. When my husband was overseas as a chaplain, I was home with four children by myself in Opelika, Florida. That was when Opelika was real near the Marine Corps Air Station there in the Miami area. And he sent me something which said, "Anyone who remains calm in the midst of all this confusion simply does not understand the situation." And oh, that just struck a chord of really understanding my situation. Anyone who remains calm in the midst of all this confusion simply does not understand the situation. And this card is all brown and old because it's a long time ago, that probably 52 years old or so, this card has been mine. And I have it in the bathroom downstairs. And I saw it today and I thought, this sort of helps me explain a little bit, or makes me accept or something, all this confusion that Mrs. Ripplinger has been sending our way, Gail Ripplinger. You know, all we did was ask her, call her up on the telephone one time and ask her if the rumors were true that she'd been married before, two times before, and divorced, married now three times and two times divorced. And she told us she wasn't, so we believed her. There was no reason why we shouldn't believe her. We thought she was a truthful woman. And so if anyone's brought up the rumors that she'd been married twice before and this is her third husband, we said, no, that isn't true. She said she was never married before, and she wouldn't lie to us. Well, as it turned out, she was lying to us. So a whole bunch of confusion has been going on ever since we exposed this last year. And she has never once talked to that issue of her many marriages and divorces and lying to us. She has just gone off like a cannon against us and shot in any direction. Her latest thing is a 61-page diatribe against my husband, Dr. D.A. Waite, and me. And she has inferred that Dr. and Mrs. Waite are senile, old people who no longer can think or remember or talk, and not alone walk. She infers that we interrogated her like a Catholic priest in a confessional box. And I inquired of Catholics, and they said that no such inquisitions happened to them here in this country. She says we are wonky, W-O-N-K-Y, and we didn't know what that word meant. And all these educated people I have around me, they didn't know. They'd never heard of that word. It's a most unkind, unchristlike word to use against anyone, even if they might be shaky or tottery or feeble. Evidently, that's what wonky means. These attributes fit neither my husband nor me at the present. If any of my readers are senior citizens, and any of you people, you women out there who are listening to me, you should be alarmed at such inconsiderate words and judgments from Mrs. Gail Ripplinger's pen. Just because a person is as old as Moses was when he began his work for God does not mean that a person is incapable of proper mental and physical function. We may be old, but we are not moldy. The law of kindness, dear friends, is not in Mrs. Ripplinger's pen. That's for sure. The writer of Proverbs wrote concerning a virtuous woman, "She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness." That's found in Proverbs 31:16. Well, the Apostle John wrote extensively in his senior year. recently in reading 3 John, I was greatly comforted. The beloved apostle lived way into his senior years. He wrote his most brilliant work as a captive on Patmos Island. It is called The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Besides that, in his 90s, the apostle John, did I say Paul? I hope I didn't. I hope I said John. Beside that, in his 90s, the apostle John, led by the Spirit of God, wrote his 4 other works that bear his name. At an age when disrespectful Gail Ripinger would call someone wonky. And then I remember the other day how Abraham, he did all his work for God when he was an older man, and he became a father when most men wouldn't think of it. And dear Sarah, she had a child way, way, way into the ages that Mrs. Ripinger would call her wonky. Now, Mrs. Ripinger's mother died at the age of 68, and that's too bad. It's hard to lose your mother at any age. Gail's mother did not have the opportunity of becoming wonky. You know, it's an opportunity to live so long, you know, and have someone call you these names, even though it's very rude to be called that way, and even if you aren't that way, and if you were that way, it would be most impolite. Gail Ripinger's alcoholic father, we are told, beat Gail. This is according to Gail's daughter, who wasn't there. And he, the father, died when Gail was a toddler. I listened very carefully to my Mrs. Ripinger 1995 interview in Durham, North Carolina. And she said that she was a year and a half old when her father died. Could Gail Ripinger remember all this child beating by herself? She must really be a remarkable woman to remember what happened to her when she was a year and a half. Do you remember what happened to you when you were learning to walk? So Ripinger, this vilifier of reputations, did not have the privilege of watching and enjoying her parents' age. Would she have been gracious to them if they had lived to be in their 80s? The only older man in her life, it seems, was her alcoholic grandfather. This is her daughter told us about him, who locked her in a car when he was in a bar. This is all according to Ripinger's daughter, who wasn't there, of course, any more than you and I were. I know nothing of her grandmother. Bryn Ripinger has not filled us in on her. It appears that Gail Ripinger's present example of old age has been skewed by her own past poor memories. Perhaps those unkind words are reserved only for us waits. I would hope she wouldn't go around calling other elderly people such things. Or for people who dare to ask her personally about her 3 marriages and 2 divorces, or question her accuracy on other matters. A question, by the way, which she has personally failed to answer, honestly, in person, to us, or in writing to the world. It is her daughter, who was not there, who explains the situation in fancy writing, leaving many questions unanswered in the minds of the reader. And Gail Ripinger, instead of explaining about her past marriages herself, twirls around, blasting off like a rocket to defame the questioners. Mrs. Ludwig Wittessa Kalita Ripinger insists in her hazardous material book that D.A. Waite Jr., our son, said something he did not say. She's very great at this. Ripinger claims that he said, this is D.A. Waite Jr., that Dr. F.H.A. Scrivener's backward translated the Textus Receptus Greek from English to Greek. This is absolutely false. Dr. Kurt DeVitro, in his book, Cleaning Up Hazardous Materials, on page 198, quotes Mrs. Ripinger. Fancifully, Ripinger wrote, quote, D.A. Waite Jr. notes in his English translation of Scrivener's original edition that Scrivener's assignment was to backwards translate the KJV, end of quote. This same falsehood is mentioned in her brochure for her hazardous book. In fact, Mrs. Waite, saw it there long before she ever saw the book. Long before I saw the book, I saw this brochure. No backward translating from English to Greek. No mention was made of other backward translations from English to Greek by our son. I think she is now trying to weasel her way out of her own words in a proposed second printing of her book. My. Now, Don Jr. wrote in a letter, quote, you can search in vain for the bogus statements attributed to me and to Dr. Scrivener. They simply don't exist, end of quote. You can see that in page 199 to 204 in Cleaning Up Hazard Material by Dr. DeVitro. There you can read the whole letter from our son, the footnote author and editor of the Defined King James Bible, which you can order from us, by the way, and the Doctrine New Testament. You can order that, too, for yourself. When you purchase Cleaning Up Hazardous Material, a refutation of Gal Ripplinger's Hazardous Material book, you can find these quotes therein. And if you want that book by Dr. DeVitro, or our Bible, or the Doctrine New Testament, just call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and order those things from us. Because Gail Ludwig Latessa Kalita Ripplinger is bent out of shape over the fact that she thinks I, Mrs. Waite, don't remember a big yellow 8.5 by 11 inch format pre-publication copy machine manual, let's talk about the Doctored New Testaments. Now, I've explained to you what the Doctored New Testament is in previous places, in previous broadcasts. Dr. Scrivener had the Greek, and then within that Greek, there were highlighted places where Westcott and Hort and the other texts changed things. And our son, D.A. Waite, took the Greek, and he made it all English, and he is for the English-speaking, English reader person who doesn't read Greek, so they can benefit from Scrivener's scholarship. So that's what this is. So she says, I don't remember this, a big one. There are two of them. One is a copy machine format, a pre-publication edition compiled in 2002 with different page numberings. This one, this pre-publication edition that was a big 8.5 by 11 size, this is the one that Gail Ripplin has in her hands. It was run off 1 year before the actual printed edition came out. The only official one is a small hardback professionally printed book. Now let me repeat this. The only professionally printed Doctored New Testament is a small size black hardback New Testament book. It is an English edition of Scrivener's Greek text, printed and copyrighted in 2003. See the difference in the date, 2003. The difference in the size, the difference in page numberings. D.A. Waite Jr., our oldest son, compiled this excellent tool for the non-Greek reader. And if you are interested in it, you can order it from us, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Oh, I hear the music beginning. And I think I'll just read this little thing I started reading before. Anyone who remains calm in the midst of all this confusion simply does not understand the situation.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
God's care, are you?